And now we'll look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus has quite a number of exhibits on display this summer, but Acadian Brown Cotton, the Fabric of Acadiana, will be closing next week, and there is a special in-person event this Friday, June 25th, the Acadian Brown Cotton Expo. It will allow guests to interact and socialize with members of the curatorial team of Acadian Brown Cotton. There will be local farmers, artisans, and cultural stewards. There will also be a screening of the film Coton Jaune, Acadiana Brown Cotton, a Cajun love story. The event is open to everyone and will be taking place at the Hilliard Art Museum this Friday, June 25th, starting at 4 p.m. Again, all are invited to attend. This exhibit will be coming to a close at the end of the month. But there are lots of other exhibits at the Hilliard. You can find out more by stopping at their website. Cité des Arts will continue its run of Matilda Jr. this weekend through June 27th. For information or tickets, the website is citedesarts.org. And on Mondays through June in Lake Charles, the Lake Charles Community Band will hold their Catch a Concert series, second floor mezzanine of the Lake Charles Civic Center. The theme for this summer's series is Americana, again every Monday in June at 6:30. The Tesh Project has created new maps of the Bayou Tesh National Water and Paddle Trail for those wanting to paddle the trail. Maps are available online for four parishes along the trail, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. Safety information and paddling tips are located on the back of each map. You can go to their website, teshproject.org/Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail, all are invited to download those maps and enjoy the paddle trail. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has a new exhibit in the main gallery, Stephanie Patton, Comfort Zone, 1993 to 2021. That will be up through September 11th in the main gallery. Also, the ACA's Louisiana Crossroads 20th anniversary season will continue in July with performances by Jim Latterdale and Sarah Dogay. For more information about this series, you can contact the ACA or go to their website. The next concert will be July 21st. The Summer Treble Cajun and Creole Music and Cultural Arts Camp in Bro Bridge will be led by Brazos Huval at the Tesh Center for the Arts. For information, their website is teshcenterforthearts.com. LaSore will be offering special activities for kids this summer. For information, you can go to lasoar.org, LASOAR.org, for information on classes, including family archery classes and cooperative outdoor game classes. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will offer workshop for kids of all ages, ages 5 through 18. On their website, you can see the different workshops being offered this summer. Their website is childrenstheater.cc. And throughout the state in different parishes, there are summer reading programs at all of the libraries, main libraries, and branch libraries. You can stop by your parish library for information on summer reading and participate. Many of the parishes have summer reading programs for kids, teens, and adults. So you can stop by your library in whatever parish you're living in, branch library, main library, and find out how you can participate in summer reading or other activities at your library. Looking ahead in the summer, Big Brothers Big Sisters will hold their Murder Mystery Dinner Theater in July, July 8th and 9th. It's the Golden Girls Holiday Mystery this summer, and you can find out more by going to their website, acadianabigs.com. And continuing at Cité des Arts, an exhibit called Esoterica, Beautiful Chaos, The Art of Teresa Strava, that is in their gallery. For information, stop by their website. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. You can go to the website for a complete listing of hours, activities, and exhibits at the Science Museum this summer. And for information on KRVS, you can go to our website, krvs.org. Lots to look at there. You can find a list of programs. You can find out how to support KRVS. You can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and find out how you can listen on your device. You can support KRVS in so many different ways. Click the support button and there's a drop-down menu. You can find out more about program underwriting, donating a vehicle to KRVS if you'd like to get one out of your driveway, and of course, individual memberships. If you're ready to make that individual membership, we do have a red button in the upper right-hand corner of our website. It says donate, and you can make your contribution so easily. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Later today on This American Life, a man is recruited by government intelligence. His job? To test the security of banks by trying to rob them. And his handler tells him,
do not stay in a bank for longer than 5 minutes. And if you get arrested, stay silent. We'll have you out within 24 hours.
So, he gets arrested. What could possibly go wrong? Later today.
Tonight Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS. On KRVS.
Educator and activist Sybil Morial, who was once New Orleans' First Lady, learned later in life of her family's ties to the Haydells of Whitney Plantation.
All of my family were owned by the Germans, and there was a price on their heads. That made me really sad. That was really hard for me to reckon with.
That's on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesday afternoons at 1 on KRVS.
Show your financial support for KRVS public media and local programming. Contact us at 337-482-KRVS, krvs.org.
Born on the Bayou, with music from John Fred, Van Broussard, Don Rich, Fats Domino, Rod Bernard, T.K. Hulam. Lee Kleinpeter with you for an hour of solid Louisiana gold, Saturday afternoon at 3 on KRVS for Born on the Bayou. Join me for an enduring and endearing hour of Swamp Pop and more this Saturday on KRVS, Born on the Bayou.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.